stirred up my water. It's great having you here, and hopefully you won't have too much snow to have to deal with later on. Supposed to, according to my weather, 12 inches tonight in places, but we'll see. You'll know in the morning when you wake up and you have to get out in it or shovel it. So this morning I want to give a lesson that, well, let me change that. We all have different names. You have a given name that you were given at birth by your parents. Mine is Reed. And I have different names that I go by. You can apply a Mr. To the front of my name, and I'm Mr. Smith. When I was in the Air Force, I was Staff Sergeant Smith. Okay. I have other names that I go by on the internet. Sometimes on my YouTube videos, I'm Washington Red Bear. When I was a teenager and I had a CB radio in my car, my handle is what you went by, was Red Rooster. I was on a farm, so you know that's what I went by. So we have different names that we go by. The question this morning is, how many names did Jesus go by? I asked somebody that, and their response was five. You know, and I said, well, I have a list of 100 names. And as you can see by this slide here, there are a lot of names. And I don't know if this slide, if those names are from different versions to where they've applied different names for Jesus or not. I didn't go through every single one of them, but I did find a list of 100 names. And of course, for time this morning, I'm only going to give you 35 of those names. So we're going to cover those, you know, kind of fast. Some of them are going to be common, names that you're familiar with, and other names you might not have heard of, you know. And that's the purpose of this, is just to remind us of who Jesus was and why he had all those different names. What got me to thinking about this was 2 weeks ago when we were talking about Isaiah and all the prophecies that were to come true. The first one that we looked at was in Isaiah 7, verse 14, where he said, therefore, the Lord himself will come, will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And of course, we saw that being coming true with Jesus, and his name was Emmanuel, which is God is with us. Okay. But that got me thinking about the different names of Jesus. And again, I found this example of to where we have over 100 names. And that is why I wanted to bring this lesson to you. We don't have time to go over all of them. I don't know if all of these names, again, are ones that are applied in your Bible, but they are words that are used. Now, it is important that we understand that Jesus had more than one of the five names that people might be familiar with. We need to understand that all the different names that apply to Jesus. Why? Why do we need to understand that? Well, John tells us why in John 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, of course, the capital H being Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. We must believe in the name or names of Jesus to have the right to become children of God. Verse 13 goes on, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now, the first name is simply Christ. The title, the Christ, is derived from the Greek Christos. It means the anointed one. It is used in Matthew 16, verse 20. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. Remember, he had to get to that point in his ministry to where he was ready to be announced. But Jesus himself said that he was Jesus the Christ. The next one is Son of God. Jesus is referred to as the Son of God throughout the New Testament. An example of that is Matthew 14, verse 33. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Lamb of God. This title appears only once in the Bible, though it is a critical passage. John 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." The next one is Light of the World. This is the title that Jesus bestowed on himself in John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, again, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, Paul writes, "That therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." The simple "Jesus is Lord" became an expression of devotion and faith among early Christians. The Greek word logos can be understood to mean reason or word. As a title for Jesus, it appears in 1 John 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Dropping down to verse 14, "And the Word became flesh," meaning Jesus, "and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." We find other names for Jesus in the first chapter of John. In verses 34 and 35, "And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." So here we have the Son of God and the Lamb of God. Dropping down to verse 38, "Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, 'What do you seek?' They said to him, 'Rabbi,'" which is to say, when translated, is teacher. Where are you staying? We continue on in the first chapter of John, verse 41. "He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,'" which is translated the Christ. That's the reason sometimes I'll say Jesus the Christ, because it means Messiah. In verse 49, "Nathanael answered and said to him, 'Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel.'" So in that one verse, we find three different names for Jesus: Rabbi, the Son of God, and the King of Israel. Continuing on, in verse 7, we see, "This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe." Dropping down to verse 18, "No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." And again, sometimes it might not be an actual name, but how they refer to Jesus as the only begotten Son. And then verse 29, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" Going on in John chapter 6, verse 35, "And Jesus said to them, 'I am the bread of life.'" Again, this is Jesus giving him.
The Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. These symbols are used to reference to Jesus in the book of Revelation, and only in the book of Revelation. "The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." I was in the Spirit on the day, on verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in the book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. And we also see these words or this reference of Alpha and Omega in Revelation 21 verse 6 and 22 verses 12 and 13. Going back to John, verse 10, 11. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. The reference is, of course, to Jesus' sacrifice and the metaphor that he is using, that he is the good shepherd. In 1 John 2, verse 1, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the Savior. And of course, an advocate is a spokesperson or a go-between. And that's what Jesus says. He is our advocate to God. Romans 11, verse 26. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus and is telling them that he mentions them often in his prayers about how they may be have spiritual wisdom, starting in verse 15. Paul mentions Jesus several times in these verses, and he ends his this section in verse 22 with, in Ephesians 1, verse 22, and he put all things under his feet and gave them to be head over all things in the church. We see here that Jesus is the head of the church. John 8, verse 58. Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you that before Abraham was, I am. So again, Jesus is telling the people that he was before Abraham. And as we saw in John, that he was in the beginning. Okay? It's important that we understand these things. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So again, we see that Jesus is in the image of God. We have two places in Matthew using the same term for Jesus. The first announces his birth, and the last is a mockery to his name and signifies his death on the cross. In Matthew 2, verse 2, the wise men saying, where is he who was born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. So it's talking about the King of the Jews at his birth. Then we go to the end of end of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 36 through 38. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put up over his head a sign, the accusation written against him, this is Jesus, the King of the Jews. So we see here the only references of Jesus being the King of the Jews at his birth and at his death. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 and 8, in his letter to the Corinthians, states, however, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom from God, or which God ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Again, Jesus gives his name as he is referred to in John 14, verse 16. Jesus said to them, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Again, Jesus is giving his three names,
The writer of Acts in chapter 3 is talking about how the Jews denied Jesus in verse 14. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. Again, we see several names that apply to Jesus: the Holy One, the Just, and the Prince of Life. Paul again in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware of all that all our fathers were under the cloud. All passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And you might not think, well, how does that apply to Jesus? Paul goes on, and that rock was Christ. So Christ is a rock. Again, this is a self-appointed name that Jesus refers to himself in John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And our last name for Jesus that we are going to look at is found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 44 through 47. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written. Again, this is the verse that you brought up this morning. The first man, Adam, because a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man, the second Adam, is the Lord from heaven. Paul again spells out who the person is that he is writing about. The first Adam was Adam in the garden, and the second Adam is God, or Jesus, from heaven. Now, some of the other names that Jesus is known by on that long list that I had that you might not be aware of: Governor, Cornerstone, Dayspring, Door, Holy One, Light of the World, Lord of All, Lord of Lords, Prince of Life, Son of the Blessed, Beloved Son, Author and Finisher of Our Faith, Deliverer, Faithful Witness, Lamb of God, Apostle of Our Profession, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Only Begotten Son, Prophet, and True Vine. Some of those you might be familiar with, and I'm going to guess a lot of those you are not familiar with. You might recognize some of these. But the point is that Jesus is known by all of these names. And we have seen several of these in the scriptures this morning. And again, we're not going to be able to go through all of them. The 35 names that I've shared with you this morning isn't even half of the names that I have on this list that Jesus himself or names that he was referred to as. What does matter is that we read what we read in John 1:12 at the start of our lesson. We must believe in Jesus and all the names that he went by or was called by. Secondly, we might think that we know all there is to know about God and his Son, Jesus. This just goes to show that maybe we don't know as much of the Bible as we think we do. And I don't mean to put anybody down in any way, but just as a reminder that maybe we do need to read our scriptures more. We need to get into the Bible and see what it is that the scriptures say and remind ourselves. And this kind of brings me to another point. For the rest of the year, I'm going to do a series based on these sheets that I found. And I've got the ones for January on the back table. And if you want to take one, it has, for this month, 31 days of scriptures. This is not reading the Bible in 1 year. This is just getting you into the Bible and reading some scriptures. This one for January is based on new beginnings, because we just started a new year, 2024. So is what they consider a new beginning. And so the scriptures found on this sheet deal with us having a new beginning. And so what I'm going to do is divide some of these up into the remaining 3 weeks in January, and then I will make lessons on those. And so I'm going to do the same, like next month is February, and they're all based on love. And so the lessons next month will be on love based on these scriptures. And I'll hand these out each month for you to have, again, so you can read those. And do just a small Bible reading per month, again, to get us into the scriptures. These will be defined as far as what we will be studying that month. And so that will help you in your studies. That is it. It's a short lesson this morning, which I know you're not going to be upset about. But again, we just need to know our scriptures. And by knowing the scriptures, we can talk to other people. We can bring others to Christ. And it just helps us to understand the scriptures more. You know, if I had taken a poll at the beginning of the lesson, you know, how many names does Jesus go by? I'm sure nobody would have picked 100. You know, nobody would have thought that there was that many names for Jesus. Okay? And so that was the purpose of this, was to just to show us what all Jesus, the names that Jesus went by. Okay? And I hope it was informational, you know, informative to you. If there's any way that we can help you this morning in your walk in Christ, let us know. Let us help you. Let us encourage you. Let us pray for you. Or maybe you haven't put Christ on in baptism, and that is something that you realize you need to do, or you want to study more so that you can become a Christian. We can take care of your baptism problems or your studying problem. Just let us know, please, as together we stand and sing.